to another episode of the Pressing Coverage Podcast. And once again, we're going to be talking about the NFL. I'm Mason Shreen. And as always, I'm joined by the one, the only, breaking news. This guy just got caught wearing a romper at Coachella. It's Max Wiener.
Yo,
Max, what's good?
The romp him is hot right
the
now.
Romp him.
It's in. It's in.
Yeah, man, how are you doing?
Doing all right, you know, just summer's winding down. The students are about to come back to State College. It's about to be full of life again, so it'll be an interesting time to see.
Yeah,
but,
I'm...
But, you know, the best time of year is coming around because football's going to be coming back.
It's the best season, football season, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I'm excited. I'm about to go move into my apartment and my new apartment, and so I'm really excited. So, Max.
Yes.
We're back talking about the NFL. We're both excited for it to be back. We're excited to talk about the men in the North. The North remembers. I'm talking today about the NFC North. Get hyped.
The North. The Midwest.
You don't watch Game of Thrones, so you wouldn't get that. I'm sorry. We've got some players in this division. We got some teams, you could call them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not very high on this division this year. Which breaks my heart because I'm in love with the defense of one of these teams, and I have a hot take. It's not a hot take because it's true. So let's just jump right in, Max. Let's talk about the Green Bay Packers real quick.
Go Pack, go.
Fail Pack, fail. Please, no, I'm just kidding. No,
oh, God.
Those fans are great. Lambeau Field is one of the best home field environments in sports, and it's full tradition. Max, my question for the Green Bay Packers is, can everyone else support Aaron Rodgers this year, or is it going to be him carrying them once more? And so what I mean by that is, I think that this is one of the, at least last year, one of the weaker Green Bay teams we've seen in a while.
Mm-hmm.
And because they have the greatest quarterback of our generation, or of all time, depends on who you ask. They make it to the playoffs every year. They win a division pretty much every year. But the thing is, their defense is not great.
It's bad.
Their offensive line is in pretty bad shape. And their wide receiver core is kind of patched together at the moment. Oh, and their running back is a former wide receiver, Max.
But they... So... Yeah. I feel like losing Eddie Lacy is kind of like adding a running back, though.
maybe. But Ty Montgomery... He did okay. He's not great. He did okay. Their offensive line, they lost more somehow after they shoveled it enough. And Kevin King, who I liked the pick at the time, I don't think he's going to be able to come in right away. I mean, they lost Micah Hyde as well. So they lost a defensive playmaker. Max, what's going to happen with Green Bay this year? Other than Aaron Rodgers is a beast.
They still have the Cobb father.
They
have Jordy Nelson. So they do have some offensive weapons, but I agree with you. There is a very large drop-off after Aaron Rodgers in terms of pure talent on this team.
Yeah. So what's your big question, Max? And we can probably – I feel like we'll have similar questions so we can talk about them at the same time.
So Mason, my big question is, how will Aaron Rodgers play after breaking things off with Olivia Munn? That's huge.
0-16. 0-16.
That's like – He was Pro Bowl. They dated for 3 years. He was Pro Bowl all three of those seasons.
MVP one of them.
Yes. So how do you bounce back from that?
You don't, Max. You just take the L. Go 0-16.
Like Tony Romo bounced back after he broke up with Jessica Simpson, but like
and Carrie Underwood
and Carrie. Yeah. So I guess it's possible, but like come on, Aaron. Olivia Munn's cool.
All right, I mean, are we sure that he ended it?
Apparently she was like very controlling, but we're not TMZ, so let's not get into it. Real talk. So, kind of going off your question, who's going to support Aaron Rodgers? Will their pass defense be able to improve this season? That is my question for this team, because last year they were 31st in yards given up, 29th in tutties given up, and 30th in net yards per passing attempt on defense. That is really bad. For a team that won their division and was one of the premier teams in the league, that is a horrible unit to have on that team.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it makes it me more – okay, so two things make me frustrated about the last year's Packer team. One is that people were saying, oh, yeah, they started clicking. No, Aaron Rodgers and the one, like, two wide receivers started clicking with each other. The defense did not really. Odell Beckham dropped some passes in that playoff game that would have been touchdowns. And two, it makes me so frustrated that such a talented team last year as the Dallas Cowboys lost to a bad Packers team. I don't say they're a bad team, but they're a bad Packers team, which means something totally different than saying a bad team in the NFL. But it's just, it's going to be frustrating again, because I truly believe that if you put Aaron Rodgers on the Patriots with Bill Belichick for the next 10 years, he would be cemented as the best quarterback of all time.
Wow.
Because they would win, I think, 7 Super Bowls. Not to disrespect Tom Brady, because I think Tom Brady is the GOAT, but I also have some thoughts that if you put maybe Peyton Manning in that same situation, we would view Peyton Manning as the GOAT instead of Tom. Anyways, that's not really what I'm trying to get at. Is that Aaron Rodgers is so talented and so amazing at the game of football that he's a fucking dragon, and he carries that team to victory, to a wild card or a playoff game every single year, but he can't get back to the Super Bowl because his team isn't there. Whether it be the secondary, whether it be the pass rush not being there other than Clay Matthews, who is honestly kind of lost a lot of his luster, or the offensive line is just ass, Max. It's bad.
Yeah.
Get our boy some help. I mean, our boy. Get Aaron some help, man. Like, I get what he means when he said we need to go all in every year. Especially when he is so damn talented. They need to get some help on the offensive line to support that guy. And they need to get a better run game to support him. And they need to get a better defense to support him. Because it's the Aaron Rodgers show on Lambeau Field every Sunday. But, you know, people aren't going to think that if they keep making the playoffs.
Yeah, it's weird to see a team that has had so much success, mostly because they do have the best quarterback, as you said, is they have such weak, glaring holes in their roster. I think it really just highlights how good Aaron Rodgers is that he can make up for how bad the rest of his team is.
Yeah. I mean, I like Ha-Ha Clinton Dix. I mean, he's good,
great.
But...
They only had two defensive backs appear in their top 20 players based on their approximate value from last season. Haha was at 9, and then Morgan Burnett was at 5. And Aaron Rodgers won at 19, so that's just to give you a scale. So they're really bad on defense.
Yeah, they are bad on defense, and I just wonder how they're going to fare this year, Max. What about you? Are there any guys that you think are going to step up this year?
So, I can see Davon House potentially having a bounce-back season. 2 years ago, he did have a very, very solid year. Last year, he was not good. So, I would like to see him return to form. I think he'd be a solid contributor as a defensive back. I know you said you don't think Kevin King is going to make an impact, but I think just with how bad they are, he could be forced into a starting role.
For better or worse.
Yes, which you don't know. You never know. If he deserves it, give the kid a shot. Nothing wrong with that.
I told you, I like the player. Don't know if he's ready yet.
And then I also like Josh Jones in the very new position of like the hybrid role. I think that he's going to be very, very good for them in short yard passing situations.
Potentially. But yeah, I mean, we both agreed that they need to help out Aaron Rodgers because – while yes, he can keep winning in the first round versus wild card teams, to truly get back to the Super Bowl, he's going to need some help on defense because they got eviscerated by the Falcons, and it was not pretty in the NFC Championship game. So now, Max, let's move on to our next team. Let's talk about the good old Detroit Lions.
Detroit Lions!
So it's inevitable. Matthew Stafford's going to get hella paid soon. But other than that, Let's talk about the questions. So my big question for them, for the Detroit Lions, Max, who's alive on defense? Who is alive on the Lions defense? So I believe Ziggy Ansah recorded one sack last year.
Wow.
He didn't get his first one until like week 12 or something ridiculous like that. And Darius Slay is good. That's all I can think of.
That's about it. I can't name you another person on their defense.
Yeah. So, Max, I mean, they're going to need some help. They're going to need some help bad. Yes, they do need some help at running back as well. They need that. They need an every down guy. They need a guy that can really run over people, and they don't have that.
Amir Abdullah?
Well, Amir Abdullah can't run over people. I love Amir. I fear Amir. I'm all in. He can catch passes. I don't mind him being your third down guy that you can have run out and do a little out route or a wheel route and catch a pass.
Wheel route.
I don't like him as the guy that can I think he's at the speed for sure. I love Amir, but I don't think he can run over guys. I don't think he can be your running back that wears down the defense over three quarters.
Yeah, I think they got like a good like combo of guys back there, but I agree they don't really have that one guy who stands out. They haven't had that since Reggie Bush.
Yeah, you're right. Good old Reginald. But yeah, I mean, and they need some playmakers. That's really it. Like, they have Matt Stafford, who I think, yes, they lost Megatron, and obviously that does hurt, but I think it was better for his development because there wasn't so much pressure to force-feed Megatron that he could really spread the ball out. And Matt Stafford had a good year last year. And when Jim Bob Cooter took over as OC, which is the best name, OC name ever.
That's an 80-grade name.
I love that name. You got to see Matt Stafford take a step forward in his development, and he played really well. So I'm hoping that year two under Cooter, gosh, what a great name, the second full year under Cooter, he will be able to do even better, but they still need to add another element to that offense.
So my question is very similar to yours. Who's their playmaker? They don't have, outside of Matt Stafford, a big-name guy. I feel like they lost Megatron. Sue walked. Like, Darius Slay is very good.
Well, Sue walked and also got paid in a warmer place. That's not slight.
Yeah, but he's not on the team anymore. Yeah, they don't have a guy who is a premier player in the league. Yeah, they had a very, very good offensive lineman in Taylor Decker last year, but he's already out for the season.
That breaks my heart, too.
So, and they made no sexy pickups in free agency this year, I feel like. I just feel like they didn't take a step forward.
Who was their first-round draft pick this year, Max?
It was Jared Davis.
That's right.
Florida.
That's right. And was he defensive end?
Inside linebacker.
Inside linebacker, my bad. So maybe that could be him. Hopefully he has a good year. That would be huge for their defense and great for morale if they saw a leader really emerge on that defense, especially one on the interior. Great for – if he can just learn to cover the field a bit better, man, he'll be great. But also, let's not forget Max. Matt Stafford went to Highland Park. He's a friend of the pod. Matt, you're welcome on the pod anytime you want.
North Texas legend.
Yes, North Texas
legend.
Along with
Clayton Kershaw.
Oh, and of course, let's not forget Kenneth Hill Jr. Is Kenny Trill, Max. Is Kenny Trill. That's a great story. I'll mention that another time. But this team needs playmakers on defense, and they need one more piece on offense, I think. And if Jerrod Davis can be that guy on defense, that'd be great. I think they still need one more solid pass rusher, because that's the second most important thing, I think, in the NFL, other than protecting your quarterback, is someone to rush that quarterback.
Exactly.
Yeah. See, that's all I really have to say about the Detroit Lions, Max.
All right, moving on to the team that got a fancy smancy new stadium that's already going to be outdone by another team getting a fancy smancy new stadium, the Minnesota Vikings.
Skull, Max. Skull.
Skull.
It is on my bucket list to go to that stadium and blow the horn. I think it's like the Gala horn. I'm forgetting what it's called, but that thing
great.
Is huge and dope. So my question, it's a pretty obvious question for the Vikings. I trust that defense a lot. I like it a lot. The only problem is that I think a lot of people are not high on them is because their offensive line last year, it was so bad.
Yeah.
But my question is, that offensive line needs life.
The Sam Bradford effect.
Yeah. I mean, it was bad. That offensive line was really bad. According to Pro Football Focus, the offensive line was worth 5 losses on the season.
That's
5,
bad.
Man.
That's really bad.
That's V bad.
That's that's,
yeah.
Wow.
So I mean, like, yes, they need to get somebody some help in there. That's why I was really hoping they would trade for Joe Thomas, the GOAT. But it fell through. And it's just, how are they going to be able to protect either Teddy Two Hands or Sam Bradford, who is brittle boned, whoever's back there, if their offensive line is that bad? And they lost Matt Khalil, which is
Khalil
scary.
Matt.
No, Matt. Yeah, I know. It's hilarious. Matt Khalil, they lost him to the Panthers, who paid a ridiculous amount for him. But I mean, that just could show you the value of offensive linemen these days, whether how good, just a body, essentially. And so they need to protect Sam Bradford or whoever's back there. And especially, more importantly for me and for my happiness, it'll be better for the development of Dalvin Cook, who I think can be a force in the NFL if he's got enough protection.
Yeah. So basically, I have very similar questions. Mine is, can the offensive live up to this top five NFL defense that they have? And because last year, a little flashback, they started out 5-0. People were thinking this could be the Vikings' year. They thought the Bradford trade looked amazing, and they finished 8-8. They only won three more games past the fifth week of the season. That is bad. That's really bad.
They looked good early on too, but then their offensive line got hurt, and they couldn't keep it together. I mean, Sam Bradford had hilarious stat where he set the season record for completion percentage, even though a lot of his passes were 5-yard outs. But I mean, he does need to work on the deep ball. That's another thing I had listed. But if the offense can just be average, man, I think they can win 12 games. I think they could beat the Packers for the division, because that defense is so good. And if Laquan Treadwell can just
hit
on the field, hit Laquan, then I think that they have a chance. But it all starts with that offensive line. If they don't give their QB enough time, then it's going to be an 8-8 season, I think.
Mason, you want to hear a hot take?
Go for it.
Kyle Rudolph is going to be the best offensive tight end this year.
Well, there is this guy named Rob Gronkowski, and there is this guy named Travis Kelce.
I stand by it.
I think
Kyle Rudolph is going to be the best offensive tight end this year.
I mean, talk me into it, man. I'm down. I'm down.
Just in a statistically numbers-speaking perspective, he was the number two fantasy tight end this last season.
Behind?
I'm not sure. Was he behind Travis Kelce? It wasn't Gronk, because Gronk was hurt.
No, it was either Travis Kelce or Jordan Reed in Washington. Oh, he steal my heart.
But I think that he, considering they have such a crappy offensive line, they are going to have to use those short passes more often. Which your tight end is that check down option outside the running back that you have. He is a red zone threat. I think he might have led the team in touchdowns this past season.
Didn't you just trade him in one of your fantasy leagues?
Yes, I did.
Max, what do you know that we don't know?
There isn't anything I don't know. I'm hyping him up.
Okay.
I still love him. I'm sad I traded him, but I needed depth. This is fantasy football, but... I think he took a huge step forward last season. I think he's going to only improve. Tight ends are the new wide receivers.
I mean, you're not wrong.
They did it first.
You're not wrong. A lot of teams are moving away from traditional blocking tight ends.
And then,
so yeah, and we've talked that, you know, Dalvin Cook has to now step in for I hate saying this, but essentially for the Adrian Peterson role, because Jerick McKinnon really didn't have a great season. And Matt Asiata, God forbid, he either has a 90-point fantasy game or a 0-point fantasy game, and either gets 3 yards or 3 touchdowns and, like, 150 yards.
They worst case, they do have Latavius, who should be eight.
He can. I think he's a good stopgap guy. I think he can. I think he's kind of like the bridge that Dalvin Cook is going to run over once he develops into the all-star that I think he's going to be, if he can get that offensive line. That is. I'm crazy high on Dalvin Cook, man. I think he can legitimately be the best running back in this class, just because of what he does. He was a god in college, man.
I think the temperature change is going to have a huge effect on him.
Well, they play indoors. I don't think it will at all, actually.
Yeah, but he has to go play in Green Bay. He has to go play in Chicago.
You do realize that Florida State had to play up and down on the East Coast, right?
Yeah, but the East Coast is a lot different than the Midwest at the very north. It's
I agree. I'm just saying he's played in the cold. I think that the whether the cold thing is a little overrated in the NFL. I think just because you have the technology that you have to keep the players warm, the stuff that you put in your body to keep yourself warm and going. Max, they're men. They're true. Men. That's the thing. That's what I'm trying to say. Is they're men.
Okay.
I think he'll be fine. The only thing reason why I don't think he would be the best is because the actual greatest player of all time named Christian McCaffrey is on the Panthers and is going to get so many short yardage passes that it's going to be ridiculous.
PPR but, for days.
Gosh, it's going to be crazy good.
Mason, two rapid-fire questions for you, though.
Yeah.
One, is this Teddy's team when he's healthy again?
No.
Question two, is Thielen? Thielen? Is that how you say his name?
What, the...
The wide receiver.
Which guy? The white guy?
Yeah. Who almost had a 1,000-yard season?
Yeah.
Do you think that was a fluke, or do you think was legit?
Well, Sam Bradford was his quarterback, and that offensive line was shambles, so no, I don't think it was a fluke. Oh, I think he's amazing? No. But do I think he's a guy worth throwing the ball to? Yes. I don't think it's Teddy's team, because I think it's whoever's going to be winning more games his team, and I don't know if Teddy can win games anymore with that injury, but we'll see.
Okay. Anything about the Go Vikes Go?
I mean, honestly, Vikes, I'm rooting for you. I hope you win the division this year, so Packers fans, not Packers fans, so that the front office in Green Bay will really wake up. That's so – I feel like it's a compliment, a backhanded compliment, is that I'm rooting for the Vikings to win so the Packers will get better in the future. No, I'm rooting for the Vikings because just – I want something good to happen to that franchise really badly. You know, we'll see what actually happens. Yeah. It all starts with the big guys up front. So speaking of the big guys up front, and speaking of question marks, let's talk about Mitch Trubisky.
You mean the greatest quarterback of all time?
Get the fuck out.
At UNC?
Yeah, there you go. There you go. I think that was Marquise Williams. Well, he was the guy that was right before Trubisky. So yeah, let's talk about the Bears, Max.
Let's talk about the Bears. Can I go first this time, man?
Absolutely, man. Go for it.
Okay. Dunk on. Macro question here. After the Mitch Trubisky trade, which I thought was, everyone agrees, abysmal, horrible idea. I don't know who thought it was a good idea to move up one spot for a guy who was going to be available at number three, but whatever. I digress. What is this team's identity? What are they doing going forward? Because I cannot tell. So, Mason, listening some things off for you.
Wait, can I do say one more thing for you? One thing for you before you start?
Okay.
I consider this team's identity right now, Max. They're Mike Glennon's team, baby.
Oh my God!
Mike Glennon's team.
So that's a good feed in. So they signed Mike Glennon to what, a $15 million 3-year contract. They trade up for Mitch Trubisky. They give up second, third round picks. They gave a pick this year.
Because they're one player away.
Yeah. So they they devoid themselves of opportunity to grow. They lose Alshon to free agency to the Beagles. They signed Victor Cruz for some reason, which I don't understand that move.
Probably just veteran presence or something.
And they have their best player in terms of just approximate value is last year was Jordan Howard at 9 average value.
Yep.
Just to put that in perspective on the Green Bay Packers, the number 9, the guy who had like a 9 average value was like the 10th or 11th best player.
Yeah.
So they are just void of high-end talent on that team.
Yeah. I think they might actually win more games this year than they did last year. How many games did they win last year? What, four? Three? Was it actually
four?
Three?
Three or four.
Okay, I think they might win 5 this year. One, Jay, don't give a crap about anything Cutler is not on the team anymore, so I think that might be better for the locker room. I'm not a Jay hater, but I can't deny that his body language doesn't help anything really ever. Two, obviously Jordan Howard gets more snaps now as the full-time guy is going to be good. The defense hopefully will take a step forward next year. But yeah, I mean, we talked about this last time with Cleveland, is that Cleveland used to draft all these quarterbacks and say, oh, hey, maybe one of these will lead to a magic bullet or whatever. And that's kind of what the Bears did here. Listen, if Trubisky becomes like as good as Aaron Rodgers is in a year or two, then all of us are going to be dumb for criticizing them. But the odds are of that happening now. With the team kind of a hot mess right now, I mean, are less likely. And so, yeah, their identity, I have no idea. I mean, They were never one player away. Why didn't they just build up assets? Start building for the future. The Trubisky pick, I mean, it looks like you're trying to win now for some weird reason, or in 2 years, which you should be trying to win in 3 years. But if Trubisky develops into a great player, then fine. Hey, I'll shut up, and I'll say you were right, Bears. But I just don't think that's gonna happen.
Macro point.
Yeah.
In a million years, would you have ever thought that the Chicago Cubs would be the best sports franchise in Chicago at any given time?
Probably the same day that the city of Los Angeles gets two football teams.
Ah, I see.
Yeah.
Great reference.
Thank you. But, yeah, I mean, that's the thing, is that the Bears, they could have, if they would have added Solomon Thomas or something, or I think maybe a corner or a safety, they would have had a very promising young defense, kind of like Cleveland does. And so the thing is that now that's kind of thrown a wrench into the rebuild plan, or what should be the rebuild plan. I don't even know what the plan is. They're going to fire John Fox after this year because he's not going to be able to win games because the roster is shit. Sorry for my French. So, I mean, I just don't get it. I think it's just being very poorly run right now. Almost as poorly run as the Chicago Bulls, Max.
Wow, that's saying a lot.
Yeah. Max, what was the worst trade? The trade for Trubisky or the Jimmy Butler trade?
I'm going to go Jimmy Butler trade because they lost more assets. But
Same. Yeah. Chicago, I don't know. My question for them, Max, is you've got Jordan Howard, but what else do you have?
Leonard Floyd is aight. Akeem I love Hicks me some is Floyd. Aight. Cameron Meredith is aight.
Yeah, exactly. They're just all aight. I think Leonard Floyd is going to be good. I think he'll pay off. I think he'll be fine. But yeah, I don't get, like, they need playmakers. And not just playmakers, they need recognizable names other than Jordan Howard. Like, Mike Glennon's going to lead them to, I think, at least 3 wins, and I think Jordan Howard will help them get to 2 more. That's just being a dang good running back. Which sucks, because, like, Chicago is one of, like, the most historic franchises in the NFL, and when they're good, the NFL is better. And it's like, you know, I mean, I've said this before, like, when the traditional blue bloods are good, the sport is typically more watched and paid more attention to, and it's better, and everyone tends to be happier. So, yeah, I mean, it's frustrating to watch a team be poorly run like this. So, yeah, I mean, they're probably one of the teams that I have the most question marks and head scratches towards going into this next season, Max, is that I need to watch them play. Also, you didn't mention they have the Sanchez on their team now, so that automatically guarantees
one butt fumble.
I was going to say at least one backbreaking pick six.
Well, how can you have any backbreaking pick sixes when you don't win any games?
There you go, Max. There you go. But yeah, you got anything else on the Bears?
They're kind of a football team.
They are kind of a football team, Max. What's Chicago got to offer an 18-year-old, Max?
Great reference.
Thank you. That's really one of the I should have led off with Trubisky is what does Chicago have to offer an 18-year-old?
But he's 20 fun.
Yeah, he's 20 fun, but whatevs. So yeah, I mean, if that's all we got, then I mean, let's wrap it up, Max. You got anything else you want to talk about?
Mason, what are we going to be covering next time? What division?
So next time, brace yourself, Max. Brace yourself. We'll be talking about what I think will be the best division in football next year. The AFC West.
Oh, wait. Not the SEC?
Oh, shit. I'm sorry. join us next pod where we talk all about Alabama and LSU and how they're really the only two consistently good teams in the SEC. Roll Tide.
But the West should be very fun to talk about. Yeah. I agree with you. No disagreement from my point of view. I agree, but that's going to be fun to talk about.
Yeah, I mean, I have a thousand – I'm ready to talk for 3 hours on Paxton Lynch's just mustache alone.
What? Right?
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm pumped. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to the next pod, man.
All right. Thank you guys for listening. If you enjoyed what you heard here at the Pressing Coverage Podcast, make sure to go give us a follow on both Twitter and Instagram at Pressing Cover. Also, make sure to go give us a like over on Facebook. And finally, please 5-star and share out this pod. And we will catch you next time. Have a good
deuces.